Truth and wisdom. Favor ain't fair. Have you ever had a time in your life when you feel as though you stumbled upon favor or a blessing that looked like it was waiting for you? If that is the case, the second chapter of the book of Ruth will relate to you. You know you can relate to the second chapter of Ruth when you're just minding your business and a blessing comes to you out of nowhere. Ruth didn't even have to pull the wheat. It was already laying on the ground for her. There are some things that God will bring into your life that you didn't even work for. God says, I will give you houses you didn't build. I will give you vineyards you didn't grow. I'll let you stumble into blessings. Deuteronomy 6, verse 11. All you have to do is have enough faith to receive what God has released in your life. When that begins to happen in your life, it's because God has given you favor. Favor is preferential treatment. It's distinctive treatment that you don't even deserve. The reason people will have an attitude with you when favor begins to come into your life is because favor ain't fair. God is just, but he is not fair. When God blesses you, he doesn't bless you because you deserve it. God has a way of just choosing to bless you mostly. It is to fulfill God's divine purpose. We believe nothing just happens. God orchestrates our lives, puts us at the right place, at the right time, and around the right people we need to go to the next level in our life. This is important to know because sometimes life seems chaotic, painful, and uncertain, and it helps to know that God has a master plan and there is a method to the madness. Isn't it funny how we can be in the right place and still have a great need, or be in a place where blessings are flowing, but because of the situation, you're unable to enter into the blessings that other people have? But she, being Ruth, knew she was in the right place, and that was imperative for you to be able to do what God intends for you to do. Just as Ruth was moving in the right direction to pick up the harvesting that was being left for her, it's nice to know you too are moving in the right direction. You haven't gotten to your destination yet, but you know you're heading in the right direction because when you stop and look back at where you came from, you may not look successful to some, but knowing where you came from, you're glad that you're just here and alive. Sometimes we go from a place of survival to being sustained to coming into a place of increase, favor. Some of you reading this message will come to realize that as you make an attempt to follow God, have you noticed increase? We don't know when the blessing started, but as we attempt to walk with God, there are things that just began to work out that never worked out before. Have you ever been at the end of your rope and something just drops into your plate at the nick of time? If God had not done what he did when he did it, you would have never been able to survive what you were going through. Just when the enemy thought they had you, God just dropped a blessing on you and make you have to give God praise and thank him.